Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Dragon Horde. In this file, you will go on an adventure, though not entirely one to your own choosing. See, the thing is, a lot of people underestimate dragons. They think that they are just creatures waiting to be conquered, while many times they are the ones conquering you. This story, as many stories, begins of a time long, long ago. Close your eyes and imagine a time of magic and war, of man fighting against beasts with swords and bows, of powerful mages who wield the elements and the arcane. Imagine an impossible time of fantasy, a time where for most people life wasn't even that complicated. Most people just lived their lives in their tiny little villages, living off what they made for themselves. And you are one of them. A child of a farmer's family that has a busy but satisfying life. Working the land can be hard, but on the other hand, it also means that almost always there was food on the table. And in your case especially, there was one part of your life that made things more interesting. See, sometimes a man came to visit. A man from which you did not really know the relationship to the family. He looked like a traveler, but not a tradesman. He never seemed to give anything or take anything. All he did was sometimes join the campfire and tell stories. As you listened, captivated by the voice at the campfire telling you stories of dragons and treasure, of mountains and caves, of danger and excitement. The story seemed to go on forever. Whole nights flew by as another story passed, of a knight falling to the folly of his desire to slay a mighty dragon, of a thief trying to steal one of the treasure and maybe getting away or maybe getting caught. It was always unclear what would truly happen if you were caught by a dragon. But you imagined that a mighty beast, able to breathe flame, to crush with no effort between its claws. You wondered what would happen. But you were safe and satisfied in your life mostly, and, well, it's not like there were many dragons around here, were they? One night, in the middle of the night, a night when the man at the campfire had not been present, you were asleep, as you should be. I mean, the work during the day was hard enough, and if you didn't get your sleep, well, the day's work would just be harder. You were asleep, but you thought that you heard something. You woke up. And you wondered, looking around, curious, what made the sound, although you couldn't quite remember what the sound was. So you took on some clothes and you went through the house. Again, you heard something, or maybe you imagined it, and it came from outside. It didn't come from the front of the house, no. It seemed to come from somewhere behind. Armed with only a candle, you slowly walked out of the house. You took a few steps, the night's chill giving you a shiver. And again you heard something, but you weren't quite sure from where or what it was. Maybe it was a deep rumble, maybe something else. You took a few more steps, and suddenly the ground beneath you gave way and you dropped far and deep. The candle was gone. You felt smooth rock pass you by as you fell deep and landed on something soft. You have no idea how far down you fell, how deep you were now. But there was a soft glow of luminescent plants lining the edge of this underground place. It took a while before your eyes were adjusted from the bright yellow flame you saw before to the now soft blue light. It had an almost magical feel to it. You looked up, but the ceiling was covered in shadow, and besides, you didn't think that you'd be able to climb up. Dusting off your clothes, you decided to head into the cave. The soft, pale light lined some of the walls and lit the way. Sometimes a corner would be covered in darkness, but as soon as you took some steps beyond it, you could find light again. You weren't quite sure if it was chilly or warm down here. The air seemed to almost alternate, as if some places the walls were so cold that you could feel a shiver down your spine, while at other times it felt almost like a warm summer's breeze. The cave was quiet. No more than the gentlest of breezes came by. The plants on the walls did not seem to make any noise as the breeze flew past. Their light a blessing, helping you to walk deeper and deeper into the cave. At one point, you saw something shimmer in the distance, something distinctly different from the blue light you were used to. It looked yellow, golden almost. You thought it might be fire, life, people. And although you had no idea what kind of people you would find down here, it was better than being alone. So you moved forwards, walking through these very strange caves. You didn't know that beneath the farm there was so much still unknown. It didn't look like there was anyone here for the longest time. Your presence was almost an intrusion into a quiet corner of the world. but your soft footsteps echoed without any malice. Nothing here seemed to dislike your presence. In fact, there was an almost welcoming feeling here, as if in a dream, an exploration, a new place that you didn't even know was so nearby. The shimmer of light in the distance grew larger as you moved closer. Every time that you took a step, it seemed to change shape, and sometimes it even changed a little bit of color, red or green, mixing with the yellow. It took a long time to get there, distance and time being difficult to measure inside these caves. Your mind was completely focused on what it saw. And what it saw was gold, not fire. The cave opened up into a very, very large cavern. The large cavern was lit almost brightly by many plants along the walls and ceiling. And inside the cavern, an impossible treasure. At first you thought it was just specks of gold, stones maybe reflecting a color similar. But no, nothing had quite that sheen, that depth, that color, that heaviness that real gold has. No, what you saw in front of you were ancient gold pieces, crowns, jewelry, some even set with shimmering stones, red, green. Even something that seemed to shimmer with all the colors of the rainbow inside. You'd never seen diamonds before. It was so beautiful. Now you remembered the stories of dragons and treasure. So you very carefully tiptoed your way around it. You were certain, adamant, strong-willed, and ready to avoid the temptation to touch anything. It was quiet here. You daren't walk too close to the treasure lest you kick something over. You could only imagine the immense noise it would make if even a single coin dropped on this rock floor. Part of your mind was already trying to imagine how it would sound and doing its best to avoid it. You kept distance between yourself and the treasure and slowly made your way around it. But then something caught your eye. Something there wasn't quite gold. It looked almost silver, but it shimmered oddly. You looked again and you saw that there was a necklace with a beautiful, pale, smooth blue stone set in the pendant. You knew you shouldn't, and you knew it was a bad idea. But the necklace seemed to call to you. It seemed to pull you in. And so you reached out very carefully, aiming to not disturb a single coin, a single other piece of treasure. touched the necklace. As soon as your fingers touched the metal, your whole body froze in place. And no matter what you tried, you couldn't move. The only thing you felt that you could move were your eyes. You could look around, and you were quickly trying to find a way out. But then you heard it, a rhythmic sound. The sound of large, flapping, almost leathery wings. You heard the sound and it was coming closer. You heard the wings, the beat. You felt the air move as something enormous suddenly arrived and blocked the light of the ceiling. Your mind confused and trying to make sense of the image you saw. A dragon. Scales almost black as night, with a pearlescent shimmer across its body. You immediately felt a dominance, a masculine presence. It didn't speak, it just looked at you, with softly glowing red eyes. Slits of black scales around. It was difficult to judge its size in the cavern. As it landed, it made almost no sound except some slight bit of treasure being moved. You could hear its heavy breathing in the cave. But you had no idea what would happen. The stories only told of the intentions of people, never the results. It was as if nobody dared to talk about what would happen if you were caught by a dragon. While many boasted to be able to slay such creatures, you now realized that they were, in fact, just stories. Why are you here? The voice of the dragon echoed. You could almost hear it coming back from all directions. Your body was still frozen in place, unable to speak. Speak. The command from the dragon made you move. As you felt yourself respond, you explained how you fell down. How you tried to avoid touching any treasure. But how this one piece, this simple necklace that didn't even look as expensive as the rest, called to you. You apologized. You asked for understanding and forgiveness. And you promised to never tell anyone of this. What is your name? You told him the name of yourself and your family, but you didn't dare tell anything else. It's not like he felt dangerous. It's more that he felt like a presence you should respect. It's more that he simply wanted to learn. His eyes focused on the treasure that you were connected to. Put it on. Your body moved outside of your control, slowly continuing the movement that you once started, grabbing the necklace and slowly, almost mechanically, putting it around your neck. As soon as the stone touched your chest, you felt a light going through your whole body, and suddenly you could see clearly in the cavern. It was as if all the lights had turned on and simple daylight streamed in, even though that was not the case. You saw the dragon in all its splendor. Black, iridescent scales shimmering in the subtle light. Powerful, almost impossible strength. It seemed to smile. It is important to remember your place. These were words spoken by the stranger at the campfire. It is important to remember who you are and where you belong. But that feeling wasn't as clear. Or rather, suddenly it felt more clear than it had ever been. You no longer wanted to find your way home. And you didn't feel at all afraid. You walked a few steps over the treasure towards the dragon and knelt down in front of him. You bowed down your head and didn't need to say anything. The dragon knew. It moved one of its arms forward and slowly moved you into his grip. It was perfectly safe. And he lifted you up to look closer.
Very well, you may stay.
And these warm words suddenly reminded you of how tired you were. It was still in the middle of the night, and you felt you needed to sleep. You curled up, feeling so small in those mighty claws, and fell asleep. When you woke awoke, you were back in your bed at the farm. You were laying there as if you had never left. When you woke up, you raced down into the garden trying to find the hole you fell through. You couldn't find it. Almost dejected, when you went to get the breakfast that you got every day, you had completely missed the necklace still present around your neck. It was your family that mentioned it to you, and your surprise. So who knows what happens when I wake you? Maybe you'll still feel something around your neck. Maybe you'll remember treading, falling, seeing the dragon horde. Maybe it'll all seem like a dream. But perhaps you will also remember your bliss. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. Wake. And welcome back.